Time Warner Audiobooks presents The Celestine Prophecy, written by James Redfield and read by Lou Diamond Phillips.
For Sarah Virginia Redfield. And those who have insight will shine brightly, like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But for you, Daniel, conceal these words, and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. Daniel 12:3-4. Author's note. For half a century now, a new consciousness has been entering the human world, a new awareness that can only be called transcendent, spiritual. If you find yourself listening to this audiobook, then perhaps you already sense what is happening, already feel it inside. It begins with a heightened perception of the way our lives move forward. We notice those chance events that occur at just the right moment and bring forth just the right individuals to suddenly send our lives in a new and important direction. Perhaps more than any other people in any other time, we intuit higher meaning in these mysterious happenings. We know that life is really about a spiritual unfolding that is personal and enchanting, an unfolding that no science or philosophy or religion has yet fully clarified. And we know something else as well. We know that once we do understand what is happening, how to engage this elusive process and maximize its occurrence in our lives, human society will take a quantum leap into a whole new way of life, one that realizes the best of our tradition and creates a culture that has been the goal of history all along. The following story is offered toward this new understanding. If it touches you, if it crystallizes something that you perceive in life, then pass on what you hear to another, for I think our new awareness of the spiritual is expanding in exactly this way, no longer through hype nor fad, but personally, through a kind of positive psychological contagion among people. All that any of us have to do is suspend our doubts and distractions just long enough, and miraculously, this reality can be our own. A Critical Mass. I drove up to the restaurant and parked, then leaned back and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?